You know, just adding another guard and being able to add some scoring and some facilitating and another leader on the team. You know, I feel like that's some of my roles that I can bring. I feel like I could be a lead by example, but also vocal. I don't really like being as vocal of a leader during the game, or I feel like I like to pull guys to the side and just, you know, whisper something in their ear and just feed them confidence like that. Just because, you know, coaches are yelling, the fans are yelling. I don't feel like everybody needs to be yelling, you know, just to get their point across. So I'm more of a just whisper in your ear type of guy, you know what I mean? Just lead by that and lead by example. It was a lot. Just staying in the moment, you know, being where your feet are. I think that's probably one of the main things. Not looking ahead, you know, just going, waking up each day and just knowing that you have to be in the moment. And just, I was going through a lot of adversity, and I knew I had to be in the moment to get through that adversity. And, you know, just trusting in God. I feel like that's one of the main things, just trusting in God, you know, listening to the word each day and just growing in my faith. Yeah. Yes, but when he was recruiting me, he really didn't use that a lot. But when I've got here, I can tell that he's really a faithful man, and it's a blessing because he's helping me grow on my faith each day as well. Yeah.
Are you excited to kind of have my up here with you? We talked for hours.
So excited, you know, a little optimistic, you know, just because you like. It happened. I was out all year, but you know, just working each day outside with the guys and on the court and with the trainer Tony, just to make sure I'm going to be completely healthy and ready to go for this whole season. I can't wait to get out there. Yeah.
Yeah. She available to do that for all of us?
Really, just adding more fuel to the team. You know, just. Being a more of an energy guy, you know what I mean? Making plays, playing fast, you know, getting a crowd involved, and just being a good guy on the team, for sure.
I'm sorry if you've been asked this, but why Ohio State? What was it that brought you here?
Uh-huh.
What was it about Jake Diebler that
brought you? Just the way he recruited me. You know, he recruited me different. You know, he was a guy that he recruited me, you know what I mean? He took the role of recruiting me, and he called me every day. Talked to my AU coach, talked to my mom, and he was just doing a really good job of selling a good situation. You know, a lot of coaches, they sell a situation, and it's not as good, but this has been everything he said, and I am so excited to be here, and I'm so thankful for Coach Diebler and his staff.
Really, but how has the adjustment been so far? Just what is it like being around this team, being around the program? What is Ohio State like for you?
It's different. You know, coming from Kansas State, it's small, college town, a lot of forms. I seen cows and it was just different, you know, coming here, like I told a guy earlier, it kind of feels like New York City to me. Like, it's just like a city, you see skyscrapers and stuff like that, and I feel like it's been a good experience. I feel like I'm adjusting well, and I'm excited to continue to learn Columbus more.
I was going to ask you, like, you see players all the time transferring all over the place. There's
yeah,
guys
yeah.
who've been transferring 5 to 6 times.
Yeah.
Fans think it's easy, but it isn't, is it?
No. It's really hard, you know. To be honest with you guys, I didn't want to leave Kansas State. You know, I got hurt last season, and I felt like I owed them something. And, you know, I wanted to give back by playing hard for the school and the coaches because they believed in me as well, you know. It just didn't work out like that. But, you know, transferring is hard. You know, I've been in a lot of good places. You know, I went to Florida. It was hard, really hard leaving Stanford. I just really wanted to get to the biggest stage possible, so I had to leave Stanford. I had a lot of great teammates there, great coaching staff there, really thankful for Stanford. And transferring is really hard, but just because you have to pick your stuff up and move quickly, you know what I mean? I was at Kansas State in April, and I was in Columbus in June, you know what I mean? So it's just hard, you know what I mean? And it's never can get comfortable. And, you know, it's a blessing in disguise probably, you know, just – finding new friends and meeting new people and building up more connections. But yes, it is a hard process, and it's not for the weak, for
Will
sure.
Howard said the same thing about Kansas.
Yeah.
Flatlands, plains.
Man, it's crazy. Tractors, you know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Welcome to Columbus.
For sure. Thank you.